Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, I record the 483rd Daf in Shas, Yuma, Daf Chaf, in front of the Neros Chanukah, the first night of Chanukah. It's even a balmy night in Eretz Yisrael. Think back of those who are listening to this in the United States, and now that it falls out in the same time of what's referred to as Thanksgiving, I think back of cold football games. That's what I think of when I think about Thanksgiving. But with the Neros Chanukah, so then hopefully we add a little bit of heat and the warmth of Torah HaKadosha. We pick up Yud Tes on the Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom, Bikesh Lisnamne. If the Kohen Gadol, who's getting prepared on Erev Yom HaKippurim, and the night of Yom HaKippurim begins to drowse off, particularly on the night of Yom HaKippurim, Bikesh Lisnamne, Pirchei Kuhuna Makin Lefanav Be'etzba Tzreida. They wake him up. The expression Tzreida, the Gemara will elaborate on. Va'omrim lahu, they tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our dear man, our man, the Kohen Gadol, Amod v'hafeg achas al ritzba, put one of your legs on one of your feet on the stone floor of the Beis HaMikdash, which was nice and cold. And they involve him the entire night. The Kohen Gadol stays up the entire night until he's ready for Tamid Shel Shachris. The reason for that, as alluded to in the past, is if the Kohen Gadol falls asleep, he might come Lidei Keri, and that would be Mitame him from and passel him from doing the Avoda. The Gemara elaborates on what is this Etzba of Tzreda. My Tzreda, asks the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda answered, Tzarasa Dida, the finger that is the Tzara, that causes disturbances for the other. Mahi, what are we referring to? Godal. We're referring to the thumb that is being disturbed, and the Tzara is the one that is next to it, that's called a finger. And the finger next to the thumb makes a clapping, almost similar to a snapping sound with the thumb. Machi Revuhuna, Revuhuna was capable of doing this. Va'azel kala b'kula bei Rav, and he was able to make a loud sound that was heard throughout the Beis HaMedrash. Va'amrim lal, ishikon gadol, hafeg achas al rizpa, put one of your feet on the stone ground. Amar Yitzchak, al chadas, in the style of chadas. Chadas, the tough suf in the shin is interchangeable. That means al chidush. Mahi, what did they say? Not stam to put his feet on the ground, but achve keda. Show us what is the process of keda, which is the first step of ishtachavoya. In Tanakh, however, in the time of Chazal, it was an amazing acrobatic feat. And that was the ability to stand with one's legs straight and bend over one's back and torso, bent over all the way to the point that one's thumbs are supporting one doubled over on the ground while the feet remained straight and being able to literally kiss the ground. So that was what Rav Yitzchak says, that's what they asked him to do. And they would involve the Kohen Gadol and distract him. Rashi says on the Mishnah that they would take him to walk in order that he shouldn't fall asleep. Tana, they would not try to keep him up with these instruments, ela bepeh, but rather with words. And what would they tell him? The pasuk can tell him, a very famous pasuk, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis. We're seeing this in our own days. It's only up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build the Beis HaMikdash. Those who think that they could build it on their own, v'chule, are fooling themselves. If Hashem won't build the bayis, shav amlu vanav bo, then anybody that attempts to build it will be unsuccessful. Why are they quoting this pasuk? So Rashi explains with the words klomar. When Rashi says klomar, that means that he's adding something that's not the simple pshat. That they were, as if to say, be careful in your avoda that it should be l'shem shemayim, because if it's not l'shem shemayim, then it will not, God forbid, successful. Mi'kire Yerushalayim lo yishem kol alayla. Though the dear people of Yerushalayim, the special Anshei Ma'aseh, did not sleep the entire night, kedei shiyishme kohen gadol kol havara, in order that the Kohen Gadol should hear the sounds of their echoes of learning. V'lote eishenei chotfaso, and therefore he should not be grabbed by sleep. Tanya, Abishol, Oimer, af bigvulin hayu osen kein zeichel migdash, even in
Chutz La'aretz, they did this.
They used to stay up the whole night of Yom HaKippurim, but everything good, you have to be careful, doesn't get corrupted. Ela Shahayu Chaitin.
But unfortunately, that brought them to Aveira because there were women and men that used to hang out together. Amar Abayi V'itemer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Targuma Naharda. This happened in Narda. Amar Le'el Yola Rav Yehuda, Achva de Rav Sala Chasida. Amrisu. You guys discuss, Amai Lo Asi Mashiach, why Mashiach doesn't come. Vo'idina Yoma de Kippurahu. It's now Yom HaKippurim, V'ibol Kama Besulta. And there were a few virgins that had relations b'Naharda. Amar Le'el Rav Yehuda, Achvader of Salah asked El Yo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Omar, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Omar Le, he said to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, L'Pesach HaTes Rovet, that sin is at the door, and it's not hard for people to fall in. To the point that Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Yetzirah did it, forced them to do it. V'satam Mayomer, what is the Satan saying? Omar Le, Satan B'yom HaKippurim Lesle Rishus L'Istunei. On Yom HaKippurim, the Satan is not given a opportunity to speak against Klal Yisrael. The fascinating Gemara. On the one hand, it's Yom HaKippurim, and still Averis are done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu justifies them, if you will. Satan doesn't speak badly about them, but at the same time, Mashiach can't come. Mimai, how do we know this, that on Yom HaKippurim, Satan doesn't have any standing? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Satan B'gematria Tlas Mea V'Shisin V'Arba. The word Satan is the numerical value of 364 days. He has the power to say bad things at Klal Yisrael and prosecute them. Yom Kippur, he doesn't have that power. We begin a new Mishnah. Every day they would clean the Mizbeach at the time of the crow of the rooster, Osamachlo, close to it, Bein Lefanov, Bein Lachrav. Sometimes a little before, a little bit after, the Gemara will elaborate on this. Ubi Yom HaKippurim, but on Yom Kippur, they would do it a lot earlier. Bechatzos, Mechatzos. From Chatzos, midnight and on, they began doing it. According to the first explanation of Tosfos on the bottom of Chaf Amebeis, the idea here is to give significant time between one avoda and the next. And since the Kohen Gadol is doing all avodas on the Yom HaKippurim, better not to have him doing the Trumas HaDeshen and then immediately running to do the Shechitas HaTamid, but anyhow, he's up, so have him do it earlier at Chatzos. Uberegalim Me'ashmora Rishona, Regalim, they even did it earlier. They did it on the first third of the night, at the end of the first third, which is the end of the first Ashmora. The Gemara will explain why. Already by the time that the rooster crowed early in the morning, already the Azara was full of Klal Yisrael waiting to watch and take part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Now our Mishnah had begun to speak about the Trumas HaDeshen, which is, as Rashi describes in the first Mishnah, first line on the Mishnah, which is the mitzvah of taking a little bit, or a lot, from the Mizbeach, its ash, and putting it down on the eastern side of the ramp, where it was absorbed into the ground. And our Gemara begins to discuss some halachos that relate to that. Tanan Hassan, we learned in Zvachim, Evarim Shepoku Me'al Gabei HaMizbeach, if there were limbs that fell off of the Mizbeach, Kodem Chatzos, prior to Chatzos, so then in such a case, we do not consider them part of simply Deshen, but rather a varim of the Mizbeach, and Yachsir Umalim Ben. Then you should return it to the Mizbeach, and it's Kachim that will be subject to Mi'ila. La'achar Chatzos, but if it happened already after Chatzos, lo Yachsir, then it should not be Ve'ein Mo'alim Ben, and there is no Mi'ila. In other words, Chatzos becomes the critical part of altering the status of the kachim that were on the Mizbeach from being meat to being considered as if it is ash, even if it's not entirely burnt. Minonimili, how do we know this? Amar Rav explained, Kosev Echad Omer, The pasuk in Vayikra says kol halayla v'hiktir.
On the one hand, the pasuk says supposed to be on the evarim are supposed to be on the mizbeach the entire night. The kasuv echad omer, and there's another pasuk says kol halayla v'hirim. The pasuk says v'lavosh hakohen midovad v'hirim adeshen. But the pasuk seems to say it's already deshen at the night period. Haketzad.
So what is that coming to tell us?
Chilkuhu. The Torah is telling you to divide the night. Chetzi of la haktara v'chetzi of la harama. Half of it's for haktara, half of it for harama. Masa Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked, b'chol yom tarminas hamizbeach b'kriyas hagever. Do you do the trumas hadeshen with the moment of the rooster's cry? O samichlo, bein milfanav, bein milachrav. Let's restate this. This is not a question, but rather, as of now, it's just simply a quote from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah said that the Tarminas HaMizbeach, either by Kriyas HaGever or Samechlo. U'biyom HaKippurim, we learn Mechatzos, u'bergalim Me'ashmar Rishona. Continues the Gemara to Chof HaMebeis, V'isalka Daitach Mechatzos Doraisa Hi. If we're going to say that the Chiyuv is Doraisa, as we had just elaborated in the previous Drasha, from what Rav had taught us. Heichi Magdiminan. So then how could we move it up? In the case of the regalim, how could we do it at the Ashmaras HaBoker? Elam Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan suggested that the source for the halacha that states that the Evarim are considered kodshim prior to Chatzos, and after Chatzos, then they are considered like the Deshen and are not subject to Mi'ila, is based on the following. Mashma Shenemar Kol HaLayla. The pasuk says it's supposed to be there on the Mizbeach the entire night. Eini yodea shu ad haboker. Umata meloma ad haboker. Would I not know that's supposed to be there until the morning? Of course, it says kol ha'ayla, it means morning. What does it mean ad haboker? Ten boker, levikro shel laila. The pasuk does not mean its simple meaning. Kol ha'ayla ad haboker means to the boker of the laila, the earliest part of the night. And that's the Ashmar Rishona. Hilchos b'chol yom tarminas hamizbeach b'kriyas hagever osamachlo bein lefan bein la'acharav. Sagya, that would be fine. No problem with doing it that way. B'yom ha'kipurim di'ka chol shel kohen gadol avdin mechatzos. Why? Because after Ashmar Rishona. U'b'regalim, and here we have finally the reason why we did it so early in regalim, the nefishi Yisrael v'nefishi karbanos, there's so much, there's so many people who have come to bring karbanos during the regalim, avdinan me'ashmora rishona. Then we already do it by the first watch. Rashi explains that there was so much deshen, 300 kurs worth from the day before, so that it seems from Rashi they wanted to start earlier on the Trumas HaDeshen to be sure that by the next morning the Mizbeach was going to be clear. One thing we need to clarify is that the Drasha is saying that there is Hashkama Acheres Levakro Shalayla, and there is an earlier point to that, and that's telling us that the status of Trumas HaDeshen begins at an earlier point, depending on how much Trumas HaDeshen there is going to be, as the Gemara elaborates, and we pointed out that already when it comes to the Regalim, it's even the first after the first third of the night. However, we never explain how this relates back to the halacha of Kodshim, and that is that the most obvious place to say that it's a point that's earlier than Alos HaShachar would be Chatzos. Hence, the halacha that if the Evarim fall off before Chatzos, then there would be returned, and there would be a status of Mi'ila, and afterwards, then there would not. I throw out an interesting question. I looked around briefly. I didn't see discussed. What happens if it fell off for whatever reason? They did not do the Trumas HaDeshen at the appropriate time on the night of a regel, but it had fallen off after the Ashmura Rishona. What would the halacha be in such a case? Either way, this is the yesod that it doesn't have the absolute rule of Ada Boker Kol Alayla, but rather it's Boker Shel Alayla, depending on what Yom Tov, or what's going on the Mizbeach.